Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. What number?
Two. Number two.
Brahmana Pramukha Varnan Vrityamatya Purodhasa Puranjana Padan Sreni Prakriti Samapujayat Brahmana Pramukhan Varnan Vrityamatya Purodhasa Puranjana Padan Sreni Prakriti Samapujayat Brahmana Pramukhan. And to the leaders of the Brahmana community, Parnan, to the other castes, Vritya, servants, Amatya, ministers, Purodhasa, to the priest, Puran, to the citizens, Janapadan, to his countrymen, Sreni, to different communities, Prakriti, to the admirers, Samapujayat, he gave proper respects. Translation: King Prithu, thus satisfied and offered all respect to all the leaders of the Brahmins and other castes, to his servants and to his ministers and to the priests, citizens, general, countrymen, people from other communities, admirers and others. And thus they all became happy. No purport. I'll read on till next. Pitaro vacha tasman dadhara gorupam dharitri vahirupini yam dudaha pritus tatra ko vatsa dahanam chakim. Vidura inquired from the great sage Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, since Mother Earth can appear in different shapes, why did she take the shape of a cow? And when King Prithu milked her, who became the calf and what was the milking about? No purport. Prakitya Vishyama Devi Kritadena Sama Katham Tasya Mityam Kayam Deva Kasya Ka Ketur Papa Bharat. The surface of the earth is by nature low in some places and high in others. How did King Prithu level the surface of the earth? And why did the king of heaven, Indra, steal the horse meant for the sacrifice? Number five, with the purport. Sanat Kumarat Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Vidu Vid Uttamat Kavdhva Kanam Savigyanam Rajarshi Kim Gatim Gataha. The great saintly king Maharaj Prithu received knowledge from Sanat Kumara, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. After receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life. How did the saintly king attain his desired destinations? Purport. There are four Vaishnava Sampradaya systems of disciplic succession. One Sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma, one from the goddess of fortune, one from the Kumaras, headed by Sanat Kumara, and one from Lord Shiva. These four systems of disciplic succession are still going on. As King Prithu has illustrated, one who is serious about receiving transcendental Vedic knowledge must accept a guru or spiritual master in one of these four disciplic succession. It is said that unless one accepts a mantra from one of the sampradaya, the so-called mantra will not act in Kali Yuga. Many sampradayas have sprung up without authority, and they are misleading the people by giving unauthorized mantras. The rascals of the so-called sampradayas do not observe the Vedic rules and regulations. Although they are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, they still offer the people mantras and thus mislead them. Intelligent persons, however, know that such mantras will never be successful, and as such, they never patronize such upstart spiritual groups. People should be very careful of these nonsensical sampradayas. To get some facility for sense gratification, unfortunate people in this age receive mantras from these so-called sampradayas. Prithu Maharaj, however, showed by his example that one should receive knowledge from a bona fide sampradaya. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu accepted Sanat Kumara as his spiritual master.
Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Vishayashakarani.
I'm not very good at Sanskrit, so I don't know how to break down the Sanskrit. But I know how to break down the false ego. Like Sri Prabhupada mentioned in his Prabhupada, that he's very direct about, becoming Krishna conscious, that one need to accept a guru, spiritual master. And that has been exemplified here by Prithu Maharaj, who is none other than Shaktavesh, an incarnation of Krishna. So someone may say, what is the need for a god to accept a guru? He is a guru himself, Chaita Guru. He is sitting in everyone's heart as the supreme guru, the guru of all guru, authority, supreme authority. What is the need for him to accept a guru? But mentioned here, showing the example, exemplary. Krishna accepts a guru so that if God accepts a guru, that means we also need to accept a spiritual master. That is the process, that's the system Krishna created. Guru Parampara, the system of disciplic succession. A good disciple, one who adheres the Krishna conscious principle very strictly and follows the orders of his guru, he is qualified to become a guru. So guru is one who is dedicated to his guru. In this way, there is a disciplic succession. It's not that one can simply become a guru. Even though the mantra, the chanting Hare Krishna mantra, is bona fide and it's for the purpose of liberation in this age, but still one needs to receive the mantra from a bona fide guru. That is the purpose here, and the purpose Prabhupada mentioned very strongly. There is so many different acharyas and gurus. They may not be in the line, they are upper sampradayas. So to be very careful, Prabhupada mentioned, who we accept our guru and accept the mantra. Mantra means all good. Krishna is there in his name. But Prabhupada explained that if milk touched by a serpent, even though the milk is all good and it has all the
nutrition properties. But if he accepts, drinks that milk, you know, it will not be healthy. So similarly, mantra, maha mantra, highest mantra is the all powerful, but still one need to accept the mantra from a bona fide guru in order for it to have the complete benefit. Just like Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srila Prabhupada wrote the Bhagavad Gita, the purport of Bhagavad Gita is that people become devotees, people surrender to Krishna, but when they read the Bhagavad Gita, they turn against God. That means the person who wrote the Gita, they are inimical towards Krishna, they are misleading the people. They're jealous of Krishna. That's why they wrote it. But though the pure devotees, they're eager to write the Bhagavad Gita, they're eager to write the books because they want people to come to Krishna. So even if it's big Bhagavad Gita with so much instruction in it, if it's one sentence is fruitful, is very fruitful and meaningful, with love, that the sloka, it will benefit ones. If one reads that, they will become devotees of Krishna. So one has to be free from envy and jealousness. Then you have to love Krishna. When you have love for Krishna, then we are willing to surrender to Him. We don't surrender to Krishna because we want to be Krishna, ultimately. That is the underlying. Deep down, underneath, the reason why we are all in the material world, because we want to be God ourselves. This is why Krishna created the material world. So we exercise our freedom here. We can say, yeah, I'm God. They write on a t-shirt, I'm God. Prabhupada said, those who say God, they're dogs. So Mahamantra, chanting the holy names, is the process for this age. But one has to accept a guru. Guru is one who is full of knowledge. Tadbiti pranipratena pariprasana shevaya. The way to receive the knowledge, Maharaj was explaining this yesterday. Tata darshina, the one who has seen the truth. Not anyone has seen the truth. Truth comes from realization and understanding of Krishna, from purity, from lifetime of surrendering to Krishna. He is qualified to become a guru. He can impart knowledge unto you. But in order to get that knowledge, you have to be tadviti pranipratena pariprasana sevaya. Sevaya means service. Earlier I was talking about sevaya. Sometimes in Bengal they say seva means to eat. I'm going to the temple to have a seva, to get some food, prasadam. But seva also means service. Service to guru. Humble service to spiritual master. Pranipratena pariprasana sevaya. And humbly inquiring from the spiritual master, how to serve Krishna, how to serve Guru. Humility. So it's not that show me God. We don't have the power to see God. You have to do service to Guru. Guru can impart knowledge unto you. Guru can show you the path. He has Krishna. And he can give Krishna to you. That is the process. Not that I chant Hare Krishna, I don't need anybody else. I'm good at it. But still, we have to chant Hare Krishna in the association of the sadhus, association of the devotees, who can, by being in the association of devotees, we become humble. We understand that devotees, by being with them, we feel good and we feel qualified. They can make us, the devotees can give their blessing and their mercy. Sadhu's mercy, blessing of a devotee, we become qualified. By the mercy of a guru, a spiritual master, we become qualified. What qualification those people in the US, Prabhupada went to America, what qualification do they have to receive the mercy of Prabhupada? They are born and are ignorant. Ignorant people, not knowing anything about spiritual life. Most impious family. Krishna explains, those who are pious, they take birth in pious family, Brahmana family. But they're not Brahmanas. But Prabhupada gave them Brahmanas and initiated into the highest path of devotional service, of Vaishnava. Because Prabhupada's mercy. By his mercy, they are elevated. By the mercy of a sadhu, by the mercy of a guru, one can get the mercy of Krishna. Karma may be one thing. But in Kali Yuga, Kala Sudra Sambhava, everybody is born as a Sudra. Even the prime ministers, he has to work for livelihood. He is on salary. Also. So everyone is paid for their work. So they are working. Sudras. Brahmanas, they would give knowledge. And they didn't work. The government will provide shelter and provide everything they need for their livelihood and their family. The Brahmanas, they do yajna and give knowledge, and the society will take care of them. But now we have so many Brahmanas here, nobody take care. So you have to have a job. The government don't recognize the Vedic society, the Vedic system. You go to the university so you can get a job. There's no Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. Kala Sudra Sambhava, everyone is born in Sudra in this age. If the top class man, he is working, he may have a higher salary, high pay, but everybody is working. So the Vaishnava, greatest devotee of Krishna, they may be in any position of their life, they are not seeing what category they are. They are serving Krishna wherever they are. They are the Brahmanas. They are Vaishnava. Vaishnava Brahmana. So, one has to be blessed by a guru. Be blessed by Krishna's devotees. And that requires humility. It's not that today I'm humble, tomorrow I'm going to be proud. Next day I'm humble. No, it doesn't work like that. We have to understand our position as eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is all great. Supreme Personality of God is all great. We are the minute. When you can understand our position as a relationship with Krishna, as a small minute, and Krishna is so great, and understand our relationship with Krishna, and what Krishna's position is, how great He is, through knowledge, Atmagyan, knowledge of the scripture, then we will know we're not in ignorance anymore of who we are in relation to Krishna. Bhagavad Gita explains, Sambandha, Avideya, Prayojana, the three things. The first six chapters explains Sambandha, the Prayojana, the process. The process, how to, in relation to Krishna, the process, how to, avideya, through rules and regulation, vidhi, sambandha, avideya, prayojana, sambandha. First is to establish relationship. Sorry. That's the first six chapters explains our relationship with God, as that we are part and parcel of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. Sambandha, avideya, through rules and regulations. So there is, and then the process. Process is that to attain the goal. That goal is Krishna. So when you can understand these three things clearly, it's clear to us, then we can be humble. Not that I'll be humble from today, but it requires knowledge, gyan. Maharaj was explaining yesterday, tattva, guru tattva. Tattva means concepts, philosophical concepts or ideas. So here, guru tattva, the concept of relationship with the guru and disciple, the concept of relationship with Bhagavan God, guru tattva, Vishnu tattva, they have their own philosophical ideas and concepts, but when you understand who we are in relationship to Krishna, then that concept is guru tattva. So many gurus,
you go to India, yeah, I'm a guru, come to me, I can make you God. That's not a guru. Guru means one who can make others Krishna conscious, bring others to close to Krishna, dear to Krishna. That's guru. Guru doesn't mean everyone serve me. But we serve guru because guru is very dear to Krishna. By the mercy of guru, we can get Krishna. And in return, guru is giving all the his turning to his guru and all the way to Krishna. So that's how we see and respect the guru. Guru is all merciful and all worshipable. This is the first thing in the morning when we sing the samsara prayers. That's in glorification of the spiritual master. First thing in the morning. So Mahamantra, there are so many different mantras. But the Mahamantra, the chanting of Hare Krishna, is the greatest mantra. It's the mantra for this Kali Yuga, for this age. If you believe in it, it works. But if you're initiated, you got the mantra from your guru, it's very powerful. When you can have faith in the mantra of the chanting Hare Krishna, that's why it says we have to increase our faith. How can we increase that faith? By associating with the devotees, by hearing the Bhagavatam from in a class, by hearing from a sadhu, by reading the scriptures, we can increase our faith. And sometimes we've been chanting the mantra given to us by a guru for many years, but sometimes we don't have faith, we go away after a while. Means we don't have the faith. We didn't develop the faith. We still have lingering of material desire in our heart. We didn't chant Hare Krishna. We're chanting Hare Krishna, but also holding on to desires. So, if you want the full blessing of the mantra, you need to fully take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of the holy name. That holy name is already given to us by the guru, but we need to chant that holy name very sincerely. We love everything except the holy name. We chant Hare Krishna because it's a duty. We just get it done. We don't actually have love. Duty bound is different from love. When you love, you want to do it out of love. When you do out of duty, you just get it done, like a job. But when you chant Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to chant Hare Krishna, tears just flow from his eyes. That's, he exemplified that. So when we chant Hare Krishna, that's the characteristics of a devotee when we're chanting Hare Krishna, that they are feeling the symptoms of love for Krishna so much that their body is shivering and their hair is standing on end, their voice is choked up. My voice is choked up right now, but not from chanting. It's sore throat. So they are transcendental symptoms by chanting Hare Krishna. So people are, like in India, there are different sampradayas. There are four sampradayas, Prabhupada explains here. But they are all Vaishnava sampradayas. But we are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauriya Vaishnava sampradaya. The line coming down from Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Prabhupada, Vaishnava. Gauriya means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in Bengal. So this is the bona fide sampradaya. If you want to be connected to Krishna, he have to be connected to through these sampradayas, four sampradayas. If you step out of line, you're not in sampradaya anymore, and you expect to be blessed. We have to be in the line. I was explaining before, if you want to be connected to get what you need, make a phone call, the line has to be connected, approved by the Telstra. You paid your bill. You can still get connections. Prabhupada is to give example. If you want to send a letter to government or someone, the post box has to be recognized by the government.
You cannot make your own post box and expect the ladder to go to that place. So you have, if you make your own post box, the letter, and then you put it in, you put the letter in, you're not going to get anywhere. Similarly, if you want to make progress, recognize the Maha Mantra, you have to receive the mantra from a guru, bona fide guru. Not make up your own. That's the purport of this purport here. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also accepted Guru. Krishna himself accepted the Guru. As Bhagavan, as God, he accepted the Guru. So, he is showing example, us, we also need to be initiated. It's not that when you get initiation from a spiritual master, then you can just do whatever you like. And we need to follow the footsteps of Founder Guru Prabhupada. We need to follow the footsteps of our Guru Maharaj. Isn't it? So if the spiritual master tells us to do exactly, we do that. Not do another thing. So it's a test for us. For so many years and years, it's not easy to perform Krishna consciousness. It's a difficult thing to practice religion. Easy to do being Maya. Easy. Actually, for a devotee, a real devotee, it's hard for them to be Maya because they are so Krishna conscious. But we want to be on that platform. To be a spiritual platform in Kali Yuga is a very difficult thing. Because we look forward to Maya all the time. We can't wait, the program is finished. We can leave and take prasadam and do many things we want to do for ourselves. Ruchi, nama ruchi. One has to develop taste for chanting. The taste doesn't come easy because there's so much blockages. The blocking from getting that taste for chanting. The blockages is our desire. And these desires in our heart, they're lifetime desires. Not just from now. That's why it takes a lot of endeavor, a lot of work, hard work. Still, we need to have the blessing of a Guru Maharaj. It's not endeavor means that we can endeavor to please our Guru, the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. When you can please Guru, when you can please the Vaishnavas, you can please Radharani, you can please Krishna, then the blessings start to come. Initiation means you make a contract with your Guru. And today I'm going to surrender completely. We are not surrendering because we go on and on. We come here and then we go away, come here, go away. But we're, in order to actually really make the commitment, that's surrender. Take initiation. Start to make spiritual progress more rapidly. It requires a lot of surrender. Surrender means when you surrender to Guru. You have to get qualification to please the Guru. It's not that it comes so easily. It's not I demand to see God. You have to have the blessing of the Guru. Then you can see Krishna. Radharani is there. She is next to Krishna. You can't just jump to Krishna. She brings the other gopis to Krishna. So, before we can make any step towards spiritual life, the devotees are there in the street. They show us, oh, there's the Hare Krishna temple there. They give you a book. Initially, that person is a guru. Because they're showing us the path right in the beginning. And then, when you come to temple, slowly you learn more about Krishna consciousness and you become more jolly in spiritual life. You start to know more and the knowledge becomes more real to you. Gradually, the spiritual life becomes more open to you. Then you take initiation from a guru who makes it more clear to you. That's the contract. That contract, from that day, you become more dedicated. even though you are already dedicated. Just like you say, I already know, don't tell me. Like in India, if the children, they tell the parents about God, they say, no, don't tell me, I already know about God. So we never try to instruct the parents. But you can instruct anyone about Krishna consciousness. If the parents are good, they want to hear about Krishna from anyone. Isn't it? If you love Krishna, if your children tell you about Krishna, you love to hear that. They're not instructing you. You want to know about Krishna. So that's a good thing. That should be the attitude. So people say, I already know. I don't want to. Don't tell me. I remember my father came and they said, and he used to worship Durga and Kali. In Bengal, they worship Durga and Kali. You know, Kali, like the sword and arm, very ugly. And it's actually demigod. And tantric worshippers. So I was telling him, demigod are not God. They're demigod. They're not the supreme. Krishna is the supreme. He's the God of all God, Godhead. I gave him all the reasons. I said, oh yeah. And then at the end he said, yeah, everybody's saying. He didn't get it. People are stuck in their head. So that's why you have to accept a guru, because guru can explain to us very expertly. So every devotee here is a guru. Krishna upadesh. Guru hai. Mahaprabhu said, you become a guru. Whomever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. So you're all guru because you're all telling others about Krishna in the street. Go and Harinam. It's a preaching process, isn't it? You're all guru. Why don't you stamp on your head, yeah, I'm a guru? No, guru is one who tells others about Krishna, shows you the path to Krishna. That's guru. Everyone's a guru. Every devotee is a guru. We're not in the street. This is the Hare Krishna temple. This is the way. And this is what we're doing. We're showing everyone, others, all the people about Krishna. So, still, there is selected gurus who can guide us, who inspires you about Krishna consciousness. In this temple or anywhere, you like everybody as devotee, but some you think, or that devotee, you like them more. They inspire you the most, isn't it? Everybody has their favorite. You like more than the other. And then you have your own family that you like the most. And in the family, you like your son the most. You have maybe many son or daughter, and you like one of them the most. Because they inspire you. They may be very good to you. They listen to you. Similarly, Krishna also. Krishna has his favorite. The spiritual master is his favorite. Disciple. Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had Thakur so many disciples. But he chose Prabhupada. He was the chosen one. And he is the one who went all over the world and preached Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji, he didn't have disciples. He had one disciple, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was his favorite disciple because he accepted him as the number one disciple. Similarly, our aspiration, our desire is to become favorite of our Guru Maharaj, to please our Guru. Not that I demand to see Krishna. Hirananda Maharaj was here yesterday, he spoke. There's a story about him. When one time he was in Mayapur during the festival, and he wasn't coming around to see Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, what is he doing? Why is he not coming to see me? And the devotee said, he was very busy doing services. Then Prabhupada said, okay, it's okay. He doesn't need to be around me. He's serving me through devotion, serving me through my works. So it's not that when Guru Maharaj, everyone running around doing service to him. Service to Guru is in his absence, even more powerful. He's watching us. But Srila Prabhupada is not here anymore. Oh, now I can do what I like. He's watching us. Guru is there in our heart. Guru is connected to Krishna, Cheta Guru. So there is a link, spiritual link. Don't think everything is just going on unnoticed. Everything is going on unnoticed in Krishna consciousness. You know, like if you go to these big cities, they have cameras in the street. And in the, sometime I'm in the lift, making faces and stuff. There's cameras there, somebody's watching. My friends, don't do that, there's camera there. But there's always Krishna in our heart. We're being watched. Guru is watching us. So the mercy of the Guru is what makes us powerful. So Prabhupada is very powerful because his dedication to his Guru. That's blessing coming from the hand. Aranya has a hand like that, looking at, facing at everybody. So Prabhupada, all the blessing comes unto you. And so Prabhupada once, he didn't want anyone to touch his feet. And then he allowed one bum on the street, like, dirty looking guy. And he came in the temple and went straight for Prabhupada's feet. He was Prabhupada surrounded by his senior disciples and sannyasis. No one can go near him easily. And so he went straight for his feet. And Prabhupada stopped everybody. He said, let him touch my feet. And he was holding his feet for like 5 minutes. And he was crying over Prabhupada's feet. When he left, Prabhupada's feet was wet from his tears. And Prabhupada had his hand over his head while his head was down. That means Prabhupada was blessing him. Prabhupada knows who need the most blessing. Not that he jumped on his feet and then you go and do whatever you like. Prabhupada knows these guys are not sincere. Making a show of devotional service. Like sometime I come here, I make a big show. You know, I can play drum, then you can't see my hand. Fancy beats, oh yeah. And people are filming and they go on. Nowadays it's become a fashion that you number one. And then you do the selfie and all these things. And everybody watching all over the world, oh yeah, there goes him. Yeah. We try to impress Krishna, not impress ourselves. We are not the number one. Krishna is number one. Let us get the attention of Krishna, isn't it? During the 1970s, there was no camera. The first camera I saw, I was like looking at the camera. I said, wow, it's amazing, that thing. You know, the devotees from the US would bring camera to India. And they still had the electric connected to the wire. I had a camera and the wires connected. So you walk around in the temple with the wires connected to the plug. That was the camera that time. And it flashed. Wow. And that's later on. There was no flash. And so there was this devotee was taking a photo of Prabhupada. I wasn't looking at Prabhupada, I was looking at the camera. There's a photo. And everyone beside the Prabhupada, they're all looking at Prabhupada. And then they're taking photos and it's like, wow. You know. And to get our attention, nowadays it's so popular, everybody's looking at each other and getting attention to yourself. So if you want to really attract Krishna, you have to please your Guru Maharaj. If Guru Maharaj is not around, don't worry. Krishna is around. He's always here. Truhidam sarvabhutanam. Krishna says, I'm the friend of all living entities. Your best friend, your best lover, may not be always around. They take off. But Krishna is in your heart, always. Wherever you go, he's your best mate and companion. Wherever you go, Krishna is in your heart. You can't say, oh, I didn't know, Prabhu. Krishna is in the heart. You love Krishna, he's watching, he's there. Do it for him. That is the required faith. That's the quality of faith, is that wherever you are, you can feel the presence of a guru. That's only if you have that kind of enthusiasm to make yourself feel that way. But if you are just not brushing it off, it's okay, you're not thinking sincerely, then you won't feel the presence of Guru, of Krishna. It's a very subtle thing. I remember Tal Krishna Maharaj, when a Saligram from India, Govardhan Shila, So how do you know which one to take? There's so many stones at a Govardhan Hill. So he said, okay, we all go there and sit down to chant japa and we'll get an indication. And he was very subtle like that. He didn't just do anything. He always wanted some indication from Krishna before he did the action. So then he all went there. So everybody sat down, chant japa. And then while they're chanting, because they didn't know what the indication was going to be. And suddenly from somewhere, the cow came and started to lick a rock. One of the stones. And he said, that's the one. Take it. That's the indication. And it's a very big rock. And they need to bring it to, all the way to Dallas, Eastern. They said that they need to worship Shalagram in our temples from India. He said, oh yeah, that's the one. A huge thing. And so he was very, very conscious. So Krishna's there, Guru's there. Yeah, are we actually feeling it because we are rushing it off? We're not sincerely receiving him. Just like if I punch you in the face, you will receive that. I feel pain. Thank you for the mercy. Nobody says that. They want to punch you back. But if you're dead, your body is full of numb, like I punch you, you won't feel it. Or kick you, or hurt you with a stick. So, the concept of receiving is that your body is functioning well. Isn't it? And the most important part of the body is your consciousness. You're thinking well. So when you're thinking well, your actions and your behavior is very proper. Perfect. So then you receive anything. Your behavior is according to your consciousness. While you are thinking. So then if you're not receiving anything, because you're not feeling, because you're not being conscious. You're not spiritually conscious. So you don't feel it. You only feel material things because you're only dealing with your material consciousness and only feel that. So spiritual consciousness is very subtle. When you can impose yourself in very deep down, in detail of Krishna consciousness, Krishna can appear to you. Like they say in yoga, you go so deep, you can lift your body. And some people say, no, I don't want to do that. I'm afraid to do that. If suppose I start lifting, what do I do? Then if I'm not thinking, I'll fall, boom, and I hurt myself. The idea of yoga is not to lift ourselves. It's to lift our consciousness, not our physical body. Krishna consciousness lift our soul. Rise above ignorance, lust, anger, and greed. So that's lifting. So this Bhakta Prabhu was telling me, before he joined Hare Krishna, he used to do his TM group, Transcendental Meditation. So they used to lift the body through meditation. Now he has backache because he fell, boom, every time. Lifting, boom. Because their consciousness was not good. As soon as they dropped their consciousness, their body fell to the ground. And now they have backache for so many years. So, I sometimes say, oh, my stomach is very tough. You can punch me in the stomach, I won't feel pain. The purpose of yoga is not to punch in your face or in the stomach. It's to toughen our soul. It's to clean our consciousness. It's to clean our nerves through meditation, through chanting. So Mahamantra, the purpose of chanting Mahamantra is to purify the soul. It's not just to lift your body. To lift consciousness, spiritual consciousness. That's the purpose of chanting. So when you chant Hare Krishna, that requires a lot of attention. That attention has to come from purity. Purity comes when you receive the mantra from a guru. It's already pure. Just like we eat, if we buy a gulab jamun from Indian shop, they make really good. It's really good, even sometimes better than our devotees. They are professional cooks, jalebi, gulab jamun, rasamalai, all those things. But we don't buy it because they are professional. They don't have the love. They didn't offer to Krishna, even though it looks the same. So Maha Mantra is the topmost. But still, you have to take it from a devotee. Okay? So don't be in misunderstanding. I know, I'll chant my mantra, but you still need to receive, like I said before, the letter you want to send to the government or anyone, the post box has to be recognized by the government. You can't make your own post box and expect the letter to go and in a front yard. Similarly, this is the mantra. Mantra is very powerful. Hare Krishna mantra. I know that one of our devotees' dog was bitten by a snake. We all went to the countryside in Perth, where in the large snakes there in the summertime. So dogs got bitten, and the dog was lying there and foaming at the mouth, the poison. So we didn't know, we didn't have a snake charmers. So let's chant Hare Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna around the dog, long time, well, all night. Everybody chanting very sincerely. And then all of a sudden the dog got up and ran off. The mantra has this potency. Not just spiritually, also materially. If you have faith in the mantra, it can really have a lot of potency in it. I was chanting, Oh Krishna, really deep chanting, and things really go well that day. I wake up in the morning, and I'm miserable, mind's not set spiritually, some ignorance, and this and that. I just pick up my beads, take a shower, take my beads, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't care what, I'm just going to chant. Krishna is all perfect and pure. I'm just going to take shelter of the holy name, no matter what. And the mind says, immediately I chant mantra, and the mind goes here, then I said, don't give me trouble, I'm chanting Hare Krishna now. You got to be strong like that. Spiritual strength is when you can focus on the mantra, mind on the Maha mantra. That's where you get the strength. No one can do anything to you. You become powerful. Yeah. Danger at every step. Like this Prabhu, Balagara Prabhu, you know, he just fell on his hand. All of a sudden, he didn't plan to hurt his hand. He just fell down and hurt his hand. Now, sometimes you're walking, you twist your ankle. This is full of misery, this material world. So every step is danger. We need to chant Hare Krishna. To take initiation from a guru, life is very short. Very little time we have in this world. Chant Hare Krishna sincerely. Cry for Krishna. He said, no, I don't want to make a show. Go inside the room, close the door and cry. Cry for Krishna, no problem. We're always crying for mom and dad and this and that, something or the other. So now I'm an adult, I don't cry anymore. But you can cry for Krishna, that's okay. I said, I don't know, people are crying. I don't like to cry. I'm mature. Man, I don't cry. We are all child of Krishna. We need to cry for Krishna. If you don't cry for Krishna, cry to cry for Krishna, Jayapatha Kumar used to say. So you need to cry. The material world is full of misery. To exalt the holy name so sincerely, like you love something, you grab it. Oh, I love it. You don't let go. So you have to grab onto the holy name, you know, and relish the mantra in your mouth and your heart. Like this, the most sweetest thing. Just like, you know, like people here in a temple, here, you know, that people are serving and they have the best thing, you like it so much, and they keep it on the side of the plate. You didn't eat it at the last. You keep it. And then someone takes it. And it's, So similarly, you relish it, you cherish it, the holy name. You enjoy it. So, no, I don't know, sense gratification. I don't enjoy. But holy name you can enjoy. It's not you're enjoying, it's not gross, it's spiritual enjoyment. It's satisfying deep in the heart. You don't want to enjoy anything else when you have that ruchi, that taste for chanting. It's spiritual, Krishna consciousness, spiritual enjoyment is just topmost. It's not like you're eating your puri and halwa, and alcohol, oh, so good, and then you feel stomachache. Its spiritual enjoyment is unlimited. Ocean of mercy. You can chant Hare Krishna, but you need to do that chant. Once you initiated, the holy name is so pure. You got all opportunity to get the blessing of Krishna. You're sitting on it. You're sitting on the gold. I said, where is gold? Where is gold? You're sitting on it in this temple. Like this deer. Prabhupada gives the example of a deer. They're running here and there. And the smell comes from somewhere. Some fragrance. And they're running here and there. But it's coming from their own self. Their navel. Mascara. That's the smell. Some season they get that smell coming out of their navel. And they go crazy. They're running here and there. So that's Krishna consciousness, is there in our own heart. But we're looking here and there for other things. It's there in the holy name. That's all. In this age, it's all in your big bag. It's not fancy big bag you have. You have the holy name. Krishna is there in that big bag. Everything is there. All the things you need. If you stand sincerely, grab onto the holy name, you will get what you need in life. Believe. Even if you have nothing, you have Krishna. Krishna says, you have me, you have everything. You see the Pandavas. They didn't have five-star home. They had nothing. They were living in the forest. But they seemed very strong. They had Krishna with them. Wherever they went, they were with Krishna. They are completely satisfied in life. It's not that they didn't even need to eat. They eat once a day. This Bhima. Bhima is a big eater. He needs the food like as big as this room, so much food. So they get all the food, they had to give half of it to Bhima, because he needs so much. But they always had food to eat, because they're with Krishna. They're never in lack of anything. See, at Krishna we have everything. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you have to have faith, chanting sincerely, Hare Krishna, you're calling for Krishna as if Krishna is listening. And he's saying, Kon bol raha hai? Who is calling me? Who is chanting Hare Krishna? He wants to know. So we have to, attention, we have to call upon Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, that he is hearing your mantra, Maha mantra. If you are chanting softly, you can hear yourself. But Krishna cannot hear. That's why loud chanting. Krishna can hear in your heart. So in every way, we need to chant sincerely. You know, Draupadi was chanting Hare Krishna, holding the sari, Hare Krishna. He let go. And then Krishna was supplying the sari. Similarly, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, is a very delicate for this age. I always believe this. I saw the other day, a couple of days I was giving a talk at the Bhakti Viksha. I heard my mother was singing Hare Krishna in the dark room, before I even knew anything about chanting. And she was chanting in the dark room. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, what are you doing? What are you mumbling to yourself? And during the day, she said, no, I can't tell you. Then I came to Hare Krishna temple, they said, then I heard, and then I found out that she was chanting Hare Krishna, softly. Previously, when they used to initiate, they would chant in the ear. They wouldn't tell loudly, because it's the most important thing should be secret. So they would initiate people by chanting the mantra in the ear. Now we are doing initiation time, everybody is chanting Hare Krishna loudly with Mridanga. So something is very, very beneficial for everyone. Then let's share with everyone why chanting in the ear. So that's Hare Krishna mantra. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, is available to everyone, not only Indian people, but all over the world, Hare Krishna temple, all over the world. It's available to all people of the world. So you can't say, I didn't know. No, we are offering to everyone. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna and be benefited from. And can go back to Christ. Prabhupada used to say, even the dog can chant Hare Krishna. I was saying, the dog go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes human beings are worse than the dogs. Isn't it? So we are what makes us better than a dog. If we can be a good dog, that's perfect. Everybody loves dog. We stay loyal. We're not even nearly as good as dog. We are all cheaters. People are cheaters. That's why they are such good businessmen. Dogs are happy with what they have. So we have to be loyal. So that's why Prabhupada gave the example as a dog. Dog can chant Hare Krishna. That's why you have that dog the Mataji brings in the Harinam. Yeah. Very nice. Any questions?
Prabhu, why Prabhupada said only do chanting 16 rounds?
Chant 16. If you can chant 16 rounds, that's fantastic, because he wanted us to chant 64 rounds in the beginning. We couldn't do 64, that would take up all day. So he says 16 rounds. If we didn't say 16, we wouldn't be doing any rounds. So at least put a number there. Because we are very whimsical. So he has to put a number. Okay, 16, that's it. If he said any amount of rounds is okay. 4 is, or 2 or 1. He didn't say like that. Otherwise we wouldn't do anything. So I do 1 or maybe half. 16 rounds. So he made it very... He told everybody 16. That number, 16, is we expect to do every day.
So what happened, when we come to Mangalarti, we do 16 rounds in the 2 hours, and after that we are not doing chanting. So yesterday, it makes me not do chanting after some
time. We need to do 16 rounds, quality rounds. So that's what we have in the morning. Every temple in ISKCON, we have 2 hours in the morning. After Mangalarti, they provide, we make the time for everyone to sit here and chant. So if you can't make it here, then you have to make a time wherever, home, to make the 16 rounds, quality rounds. Then when you finish that, you chant extra in your own time. While you're going here and there, you can chant. Maybe not a mantra, but under the tongue. But the 16 rounds has to be quality rounds. Not Hare Krishna, smart smart. When is Vishalam and this? No. Quality, 16 rounds. Then after 16 rounds finish, you can chant more. So there's not like you can do only 16. Wherever you have spare time, you can always chant more. Yeah. The time is there, so you can chant nicely in the temple. That's 2 hours. But if somehow or another you didn't make it to the temple in the morning, then you can chant it somewhere else. But you have to make that quality 16 rounds elsewhere, at home, wherever. Yeah. Yeah.
The cities, then they're passionate, and you get caught up in a lot of things you have to do with families and other devotional service. It's difficult to chant 16 for me. Never have practically.
Are there?
It's different.
There may be exceptions. But whatever it is, we have to somehow, if the family members, that's your duty, you can do, you have to make the family chant Hare Krishna, make them as their duty to chant 16 rounds. Understand what I mean? So our family is devotees, and your own family as, so you preach Krishna consciousness starting from one family. First step begins from your own self. So make everyone Krishna conscious, then it becomes your duty to make them devotees. If not, it's not possible, but just like we always have time to eat, Prabhupada used to say, isn't it? We always have find time to eat, go to the bathroom, do our things, so we always need to find time to chant 16 rounds.
And you don't have to chant, but you chant on your breath, and it's still motivated.
Yeah. But when you're chanting loudly, we have to chant loudly. When you chant softly, yeah. So if you're chanting softly, at least you should be able to hear yourself. Otherwise, you fall asleep. And if you're chanting loudly, which you're chanting in kirtan, no one can chant too loud. Then you break your throat.
That's why they break up all the windows. This is the sound is going right up to Middle Street and get into practice.
Jai.
Yeah, open the sunlight came through, much better.
If you sit here and chant really loud, let's see if the windows start shattering. I haven't seen so far that happen. our ego gets shattered. That's good. That's what we want. Our ego, become very humble. That's what we want. But if the window shatters, I don't think that's going to happen. That's another sound vibration, not from the holy name. Because the holy name is very subtle. It penetrates the ego and the universe, not to shatter the windows. It doesn't happen that. It's very, just like an arrow, spiritual arrow, they can shoot in your stomach and kill the baby, not kill you. It's so subtle. The holy name has the power to penetrate the ignorance, not touch anything else or break anything. It's this spiritual, it's very accurate. Hare Krishna. 9 o'clock. Have a nice day. Hare Krishna.